For roughly the last year, a cultural life task force has been meeting in Charlotte to figure out how to address the funding challenges for many of the city's arts institutions. For years, the funding model focused on encouraging the public to donate to one organization, the Arts and Science Council, which in turn would distribute money to different groups. But the ASC doesn't raise the money it once did, and the task force is charged with recommending solutions to city council and nonprofit groups. It's taking longer than expected. Valicia McDowell is co-chair of the task force, and she joins us now. Good afternoon, Ms. McDowell.
Good afternoon, Mark.
The initial timeline to deliver that final set of recommendations was early this year, January or February.
That's right.
It's looking more like June. What's taking so long?
It's a complicated process. We got to January, and we had begun to sketch out some possible recommendations, but we still had questions that we wanted to get answered. And so we've used this additional time to bring in additional experts, look at more data, and really test some of those theories so that we could be most comfortable with the recommendations that we present to the community. So we wanted to make sure we got it right.
Well, are there particular parts of the process or particular areas that are especially slow going?
Well, you know, a lot of the challenge is making sure that we fully understand the inner workings of the sector. Our cultural sector is rather complicated. Obviously, we have ASC and all of the cultural partners of ASC, and there are also, a number of nonprofit and for-profit entities that don't fall under the umbrella of ASC, and we wanted to make sure that we understood the interactions there and sort of the different economic stories that were playing themselves out there, and we wanted to spend a sufficient amount of time comparing the data in our city to other communities as well, and I think we've really made great progress on that front. So we're still honing our recommendations, but as you say, we are near the finish line.
One big question has been whether this group would recommend or what the task force might recommend in the way of additional public funding, in other words, taxpayer dollars going into the arts. Can you say anything about how that's shaping up?
I knew you would ask me, but no, I think we want to make sure that everyone's on board and we have the finishing touches on the report before we share the recommendations. But that will be just a few short weeks from now. So if you will bear with us, we will share all of that at that time.
Well, let me ask you this. Have any options been taken off the table in terms of future funding for the arts?
That's an interesting question. I'll answer it this way. We looked at a lot of different models that have been adopted in other communities, and we have certainly determined that certain types of approaches weren't going to work for us in the short term, or weren't going to work for us in the long term. And so, in that way, yes, we have removed particular options from the table. But again, we're still sort of finishing it up, and so I don't want to put the cart before the horse.
And this task force is a large group. I think it's 20 or so members.
Yes.
I'm sure there are, on some points, 20 or so ideas.
Only 20?
Well,
and listen, Mark, I think that's a very good thing. We were extremely deliberate in how we populated this task force, and we wanted to have folks with completely different backgrounds, both in terms of their professional backgrounds and their personal backgrounds. We wanted people who lived in different parts of the community and who came to these issues with different vantage points, both socially and politically and even philosophically. And it has made for very rich debate.
And in these discussions with lots of diverse viewpoints being expressed, have there come any points where you might liken it to a hung jury on a key point?
No, I'm pleased to say, we've really been able to work towards consensus, even with the disparate sort of points of view. So, this jury is not hung.
Ms. McDowell, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to us, and keep your eyes out for the recommendations.